Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with yours truly. So today, I am not going to be long. I'm going to bring my special guest on as we close out Season 3, The Me Factor. So before we get started, I'm going to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for what you have done in our lives today and forevermore. Father God, thank you that we have to focus on us and the things that we need to be accountable for and the things that we need to go forth and do in your precious Son name. Amen. All right, you guys. So today we are going to be talking about two different topics that coincide with one another. So my special guest, she's a health and wellness coach. She's a wife, a mom, and a survivor of bullying. So she's going to share with us some inspiration as well as wisdom on being accountable for your health and your wellness. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my special guest, Miss Allison Terrell, on the line.
Hello.
How are you doing today, sis?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I just did my walk, and then I saw your message, and I'm like, hey, right now's a good time. So here I am.
Okay, well, that is definitely great that you was able to join, and both of us was able to come together. So
yeah.
As we close out this season, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share, because I know one of the things women struggle with is they say that they want to lose weight, but they do not necessarily maybe have the time or the discipline to do that. So how did you get started with health and wellness?
Well, it started back in grade school. I was overweight. I was depressed. I didn't have a lot of friends. That led to emotional eating, which led to gaining more weight, which led to, you know, the kind of the snowball effect where then it escalated, more people teasing me. And back when I was overweight, that was when it wasn't common for kids to be overweight. There might be one overweight kid in your class. So it seemed like I was always that overweight kid. And I remember gym class was torture, because if you were overweight, you definitely were not, you know, picked. Because that was back when, you know, the coaches would pick their favorite kids or the most athletic kids, and they would be the team captains. And then remember how they'd go back and forth, and they'd pick the kids who they wanted on their teams. Always, always the last person. Nobody wanted me. And then because I was a girl, if the boys were captains, they kind of fought over if Allison had to be on their team. And it's so crushing to a child, you know what I mean? And I just felt bad all the time. I just felt bad. And probably, well, I was 12 years old and I weighed 170 pounds. And I remember I was eating French fries with my brother, and he started laughing at me. And, you know, we joked before and it was no big deal, but he just kept laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? And he said he was laughing at the double chins I had every time I ate. And it would like, it's like there's a couple moments that change you. You know what I mean? And that was one of them, where then I actually saw myself as fat. And I was like, I don't want to be like this. And it was hard because as a 12-year-old, you don't even know how to start, right? And I don't have control over what food gets brought in the house. So I just, it took me years and years to learn how to do it. But that is what inspired me to start looking for ways to do it. And as I got older and gained more control over, you know, the foods I ate and things I could bring into the house and what I did, that's just how it happened. And it led me to actually study dietetics in college, so that's nutrition. And then I became a personal trainer, and I worked at gyms, and I became an aerobics instructor. And it just, those, that seeking, that's what led me to learn more. And then in the learning, now I can help other people do it. And it's interesting that you just said that for people who want to start, because literally today I just did the mile walk in the health and wellness group. In the Faith Mamas app, we're on day two of the walk 1 mile a day challenge. And it was inspired by Miss Margaret, who's in the group. She just turned 65 on Sunday. And she said her and a friend are, they're wanting to get back into walking again, because she was doing it last year and she's not doing it as much. So she's like, we need to start doing it. And I said, tell you what, Margaret, I said, we're going to start Monday. We're going to do 1 mile a day. That's going to be our challenge for the next 30 days. And yesterday I posted in the group while I did my mile, just kind of tips on the mindset about starting. Because a lot of times when we say in our head we want to do something, like, yeah, you know, I want to walk, or I want to start doing this, or I want to start eating better, or I should go to bed on time, or I should be doing this. Like, we know what we should do, but how do you get from knowing what you should do to actually doing it? And that's what I'm trying to show people. Mm-hmm. And each day I'm going to talk while I walk my mile and just kind of give tips, because I really do think it's in the mind. So, you know, today I shared Zechariah 4:10, do not despise small beginnings, because the Lord rejoices in the action, or in the doing the new thing right now. Society wants to celebrate when you're done, like when you reach the goal. But God wants to celebrate you right now when you make a decision to do something and then start doing it. And that's what I want to kind of focus on, is like today is your day. Like, we don't need to worry about even that we started yesterday. It doesn't matter. Today is your day. Any moment can be your moment. Any moment can be the decision that you decide to do something different. If you normally eat, you know, fast food for lunch, lunch isn't here yet, right? Today can be your day that you're like, you know what? Today I'm going to get a salad, or today I'm going to run into the grocery store and buy an apple or some carrots or some fruit to go with my lunch. Or today I'm only going to have one piece of pizza and I'm going to have a salad or a side of fruit with it. Or today is going to be the day that I walk on my lunch. Do you see how you can make a decision literally at any moment to do something different? You don't have to have a plan. You don't have to have it figured out. You don't have to wait until this. You don't have to wait until you buy equipment. You don't have to have fancy shoes. You don't have to wait for anything. You literally at any moment can make a decision to do something different. I say all the time in the group, do what you can where you are with what you have. And it's like, literally, do what you can, right? Can I eat something different at lunch? Yes, on my lunch. Can I walk to the farther bathroom in my office? Can I take the stairs instead of the elevator? Yes, I can do what I can where you are. Right? I don't have to be at a gym. I don't have to have a meal plan. I don't have to, like, it's do what you can where you are. So wherever I am, what can I do? And then with what you have. Again, I don't have to have fancy equipment. I don't have to wait for a meal plan. I don't have to wait until I lose weight to go to the gym. Like, none of that. Do what you can where you are with what you have. So I try to just help women look for those opportunities and kind of empower them to see that they actually do have more control over it. And it's not as difficult as we make it in our heads. So many people are afraid because they don't know, so they don't even start. But I try to show people, like, don't be afraid. Like, just start. Like, just start. Like even right now, if you're sitting in a chair, you could be standing up and you could, you know, be moving around. Like, literally, you could stand up right now and do something. You could move. Because I hear people say all the excuses all the time. Well, I don't have time, or you don't understand, I work 10 hours and then I have to raise my kids and I have to do this. And I'm like, that's okay. Like, I did that too. Like, you have to look for moments. Can you walk farther to the grocery store? Yes. Can you do a little bit of extra walking in the grocery store? Yes. Those are things that you're already going to be doing. When you take the kids to sports practice, do you sit in the car and sit on your phone, or can you walk while they're doing their warm-ups or their exercises? You always have a choice, but we miss it because we're not looking for them. So like I talked about today in the video I just did, is pay attention to the thoughts in your head. So when a challenge comes up, or when like when you're like, I know I should do this, but as soon as you say but, like, what is it that you're saying? What is the obstacle? Because a lot of times it's us that's holding ourselves back, right? We're like, I don't have time, or I'm tired, or I don't know how, or nobody will do it with me. Like all these things prevent us from doing it. But if we stop kind of self-sabotaging and listen to what we're actually saying, change it to do what you can, where you are with what you have, then that opens that door to now like what opportunities are sitting right in front of you that you're missing. So it's really about, it's, you know, being aware of our mindset, aware of what we're thinking, and then learning to look for those opportunities and then doing it. Because again, the action part is big. So many people, they're like, yep, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I'm going to walk. And then tomorrow comes and we're like, I don't really feel like it, or, oh, like, you know what I mean? We go through those excuses again. And I talk about self-parenting, right? Being self-disciplined. So as soon as you catch yourself, again, you have to be aware, catch yourself saying those things or listening to your feelings, you have to like kind of switch over to parent mode and be like, no, Allison, it doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter if you're tired. Put your shoes on. Go for a 10-minute walk, right? 1 mile is about 15 to 20 minutes. It can be 10 minutes if you're a fast walker, but I'm talking to beginners. Just so realistic. It's about 2,500 steps. And doing this challenge, I'm focusing it on beginners, right? Because for people who don't typically exercise as a regular habit, it's hard. So this is a challenge for beginners. It's not as hard as you think it is. If you intentionally say, I'm going to walk right now. You know what? The biggest habit, keep your shoes in your car. So many people can't even go for a walk on their lunch because they have sandals on or high heels on. So they're not even, you know, they're not even able to walk for 10 minutes, even if the opportunity is there. But if you always keep a pair of shoes with you, right, you're ready. And then when the opportunity comes up, and then you have to do it. So you might have to say no to your girlfriends who are sitting and, you know, chit-chatting, or, you know, you might have to say no to sitting on the phone, getting on Facebook or whatever. Like, you have to self-discipline yourself, and you have to make those decisions.
Absolutely.
And you have to do it. No one's going to make you do it except you. Mm-hmm. So you have to learn how to self-discipline or self-parent yourself. So like I said, I just, in that group,
absolutely.
Anybody
one
who's new,
that,
anybody who struggles, yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. One of the things that you actually said, which was, you know, first of all, let me just say, I am just so sorry that you had to go through this, but you turned it around for your good so that you can help others. And that's why, you know, the word said, whatever we go through is going to work together for our good. Had you allowed this bullying to cause you to feel a certain kind of way, like you said, initially you probably felt a certain way because you didn't have control over the food that was brought in the house, but you made steps, you made small steps to improve where you were. And that's one thing that people need to realize is, regardless of your circumstances or your busy schedule, you have an opportunity to make a small investment in your health and in your life, because we want to be around forever, but we're not doing what is going to keep us around. And for me, I can say that even the pandemic, we know a lot of people gain a lot of weight. In a pandemic, I gained a little bit more than I would like, even though my husband is like, you know, I love that. And I'm like, no, I don't love the way my clothes fit. So
right.
I was working out, but what I was doing was not giving me the results. So what do you say initially to those where, okay, like some women, okay, I want to see immediate results, but you didn't get this weight on immediately. It took time for you to get to a certain weight. So in order to get to your goal, you're going to have to invest that time. It's no quick fixes.
Right. And that's where we go back to today. You only have today, right? So if you're focused on a month from now, a year from now, your focus is in the wrong spot, right? And then what happens is we can get overwhelmed. We can start to feel bad. We can feel like it's too hard. And then that's a form of self-sabotage by thinking too far ahead. If you are only focused on today and what you can do right now, it brings you back to the present moment. And when you do that, no longer am I, like I don't, I don't tell people to weigh themselves. Like, you can measure yourself if you want to see improvement, but it, like, honestly, like, really, it doesn't matter. Like, I've done that. I've done all that. You don't need to do that. When you start taking care of yourself and not obsessing, because that's really the word, like, I used to obsess about food. Like, it got to the point where, like, when I first was starting, it was hard. And then once I got there, then I started focusing on it, like, hyper-focusing to where now I, like, measured my food and I counted calories and I was like, oh, I can't eat that because of it. Like I got too focused on it, right? And that's not healthy either. So there has to be that middle ground. And the only place is the middle ground is what? In the middle today, right? I can't focus on the mistakes I made that got me overweight, and I can't think too far ahead or worry that, you know what I mean? I have to be right here today. And the only person that helps is God. I'm telling you, he will meet you where you are every single day, because today's a new day. And, like, whatever your struggle is today, ask God to be with you. He will walk you through it. If you have never walked a mile and you're like, I don't even know if I could walk a mile, instead of thinking about that, just say, God, I know you're walking with me and we're going to do this. And just start walking. Maybe you only walk 5 minutes, but you know what? You walked 5 minutes. And I want you to be proud of yourself for that and celebrate that. Don't think about that it was only 5 minutes, you know, only 5 minutes or only, like, don't think about that. Just say, oh my gosh, I just walked 5 minutes. I feel good. And then tomorrow, maybe you'll walk 6 minutes. And then maybe the next day, 7 minutes. When I first started trying to lose weight, I was like, I'm going to run. And I'm going to run all the way to the corner grocery store. That was my goal. And you know what? I started running, and I think I made it to the driveway, the end of the driveway. And I felt like I was running through peanut butter. My lungs hurt. I was like, this hurts. I'm like, and then I was like crying because I'm like, I can't. Like, I want to, but I can't, right? And I quit. And it took me probably another week or two before I decided to try it again. And then same thing happened, but I did get a little bit farther, but I was like, I'm like, I can't do this. And it was so hard. So I'd quit again. And then finally one day I was like, you know what? I'm like, all right, there's a tree right there. I'm going to run just to that tree. And I ran to the tree and I had to stop. And I was like, I made it to the tree. And I was like excited. And I'm like, all right, I'm like, there's a mailbox right there. I'm going to make it to that mailbox. And what was happening, I didn't realize what I was doing, was I took that bigger goal and I started breaking it down. I never made it to the store that first day, but I made it to the tree and I made it to the mailbox. You see what I did? I broke it down. So if you can't walk a mile, break it down. Just go as far as you can, or just say, okay, I don't even have 20 minutes right now because, you know, today was just crazy busy, but I've got 5 minutes. I'm going to do 5 minutes. Do you see how you can change it from I can't to I can? And that's, again, it's that shifting it to look at those possibilities. And then once you start doing that, it builds momentum because now we get excited and we get proud of ourselves. But you can't focus on what you're not doing. You have to focus on what you are doing. So I always say in the group, celebrate your wins, right? Nobody knows what that means unless you're doing it. But when you actually do something that you thought you couldn't do, that is exciting. Even if it's like drinking water, people will be like, oh, nobody's going to be excited if I drink water today. But you can be excited, right? If you normally only drink pop Absolutely. Or juice, and then one day you drink water for lunch, celebrate. Like, that's a big deal. That really is a big deal. And I think people get intimidated by people with these big goals, or when people start celebrating, because I see that all the time too. Even in the fitness world, everybody's like celebrating these people with these big wins. And I'm like, well, I drank water today. Nobody sees me. But we have to remember, and again, God is the only one that can help you. If I'm focused on other people cheering me on, then what happens when those people aren't there? If I only walk if I have a walking buddy, what happens if my walking buddy is sick or can't walk, right? Do I stay home?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not saying you have to be by yourself. Thing that came out of me being bullied is I learned to be by myself. I learned to not rely on people. I learned to rely on God. And that's, honestly, that was the best thing ever. Like, I can do anything by myself. I don't always like it. And I'm, you know, I'll be honest, sometimes it's hard and it's lonely, because it is. But there's an empowerment that comes from knowing that I can, right? Because I know God is with me. I absolutely know He is. So I can do hard things. And I do it. I show it. And I try to show other people, you know, we don't like to admit when we're looking at other people or we're, you know, like all the things that we fall into traps, like nobody wants to admit it. Like, yep, I do that. But we all do. And it's just learning to recognize it. And then you have to keep going back to God, because I used to rely on people. If people wouldn't work out with me, I wouldn't work out. And then what happens? Now I'm not doing stuff that I need to do, and I know I should, but I was relying on people too much. So when God pulls those people away from me, the only person left is me and God. And he's like, are you going to get up? I'm like, okay. I'm like, we're going to do this together. So you're never alone. You're never alone. God is right there with you. When you're standing there at the fridge and you're hungry and you're like, what do I feel like eating? God's right there. And if you listen, he's whispering to you, and he's like, you know you shouldn't have that. You know, if you make this, it's going to be healthier. And yeah, it might take an extra couple minutes. He's telling you. He's always telling you. You just have to listen, and you have to do it, because we don't always do it. We hear him, but we don't always do it. So it's learning to be aware, learning to listen to it, and learning to parent yourself, and kind of, you know, that's where self-discipline comes from. I shared today, Hebrews 12:11, no discipline is pleasant in the moment, right? It's painful. But later on, it produces a harvest of peace and righteousness to those who have been trained by it. I shared in my video today in the health and wellness group, walking up a big hill. I can walk up a hill and talk. It still challenges me, but the only reason I can do that is because I've walked up that hill a lot, right? If I quit because the hill is hard, I'm never going to build up the endurance to be able to walk up that hill. So you have to discipline yourself. You have to do those things that are hard. It was hard the first time I walked up a hill. I remember the first time I rode my bike up a hill, I had to keep getting off and push it up. And it took me probably 3 weeks. And then finally, when I rode my bike the first time, not getting off of it, going up a hill, I was so proud. And this was like just a few years ago. So it's like I still reach, you know, moments where I'm celebrating something that I couldn't do before. So you have to always like celebrate those things. None of that is small. Especially when it comes to, you know, because everybody has to start somewhere, right? You know, even
absolutely.
Athletes who are,
absolutely.
You know,
you have to
super
begin,
awesome.
You have to begin on your level.
Yep. So do not despise small beginnings. Yep. That's Zechariah 4:10. Do not despise those small beginnings.
And
those,
I love
everybody
that
has those small beginnings.
I really love that scripture, because we're so quick to, you know, we're so quick to quote scriptures. And we're like, yeah, I know that scripture, but do you in fact know it where it becomes one with you when you need it in a time of hardship or in a time of struggle? You can use that to motivate you.
Yep.
And that's one thing that, you know, I'm hearing you saying in the midst of being a survivor of bullying and being overweight at a younger age, you did not allow that. Two of the things that I'm hearing you say is that you make the most of whatever situation that you're in. You was in this unfortunate situation of bullying, but you use that for positive, for the good, to help others today, as well as when it comes down to your health, you started, even though you had a big goal in mind, you started where you were at that moment. It was small, but it led up to a big impact on you. So as a whole, we need to understand that we may not reach that big goal right away, but as long as we start, we have to look for the good in this and stop trying to find the negative or just saying, okay, well, we're going to do it, and then we never do it. We have to start and be accountable for ourselves. And that's why I did season 3, The Me Factor, because we can't be accountable for nobody but ourselves. We can't keep blaming others. We can't blame our kids, our husband, our family. We have to be accountable for ourselves, and we have to take ownership and do something about whatever it is that we need to correct in our life. If we want to feel better, we're going to have to exercise and move forward.
Yep. I don't know what scripture it is, but I think, I don't know if it was in Luke, but Jesus is talking to somebody that was by the well there. Remember the sick man? And he walked over to him. He's like, do you want to be well?
Uh-huh. He was sick for,
pick up your mat. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that person, so that I hear that all the time. It's like, do you want to be well? And then you
I think
have
it was
to get up.
John, we just read it. I think it was John 5.
Yeah. But again, like, it doesn't matter if you know the actual scripture verse. If you can remember things like that, that help you.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 4:13, mm-hmm. again, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I didn't know the number of the verse. I just knew that line. And when you're sitting there and you're in your tears and you're sad, because I'm going to be honest with you, you're going to have a lot of those days. You're going to have a lot. Don't think that because you start a challenge and you do well for the first 3 days, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be happy and you're always going to feel good. You're not. There's going to always be those hard days. And there's going to be days where you're crying and you're like, I can't do this. I don't know if I can do this. It's too hard. And those are the moments where you need Jesus. And those are the moments where you have to remember something that motivates you. For me, it was Jesus kneeling down and saying, do you want to be well? Get up. And I had to get up, right? And I picture him holding my hand and picking me up. And I picture him going with me. When you can put Jesus in your heart like that, it is the most powerful thing, because then I'm not alone. If I don't see Jesus, right? And I say see with quotations because I don't physically see him, but I feel him in my heart, right? I feel him, or I picture him. If I didn't picture him, they'll be sitting there crying. But I picture him holding his hand out and saying, do you want to be well? And he's telling me he's not going to do it for me, and he's not going to fix it for me. He's saying, get up.
Wow.
Get up. And I have to get up.
Wow.
He's going to walk
it
with me.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for that analogy. So we're running out of time just a little bit. How do people stay in contact with you? What are your handles on social media?
InspireYourself.InspireOthers. And then I'm in the Faith Mamas app. I'm the health mentor, and then I'm in the health and wellness group. If you go in there, you can always direct message me, too, in the app. But Inspire Yourself, Inspire Others.
Okay,
I usually post not quite every day, but almost every day.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sis Allison, for being on here and sharing that inspiration as well as wisdom and biblical truth on ways we can definitely handle unfortunate situations as well as keep our health and wellness as priority. As you all heard, you can follow her. She's on Instagram, as well as you can download the Faith Mama Tribe app. That is a woman's app for women only. And you can connect with her on there. Until next time, thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com. I